Chapter 10 Journey to Lake Gladys. That night, I couldn't sleep. Maybe I can explore the lake before we leave, I thought. Then I'll be the only person to visit the lake. I'll be famous. I remembered Gladys's words. I want to marry a man of adventure, a famous man, a great hero. I wanted to be a hero for her, so I started to walk towards the lake. At first, I wasn't afraid, but then I heard the sound of animals in the darkness around me, and I didn't feel brave at all. The forest was thick, and I couldn't see in front of me. Suddenly, I heard the sound of wings. They were moving up and down, and I saw a pterodactyl in the sky. I quickly hid between the bushes and stayed there until it disappeared. Maybe this wasn't a good idea after all, I thought to myself. But it was too late to return. Real heroes didn't do that. So I continued walking. I arrived at the lake at 1 a.m. My mouth was dry, and I was thirsty. I drank some water from the lake. Then I sat on a high rock and saw some cliffs in the distance. There were caves on the side of the cliffs. I looked again and saw fire in the caves. Only humans can make fire, so it means there are humans living on this strange plateau, I thought. This was great news to tell my friends. I stayed near the lake for a long time. It was beautiful in the light of the full moon. At 3 a.m., I decided to return to our camp. I started to walk beside the small river. I heard a loud cry behind me. I walked faster, but the sound became louder and louder. Something was following me. I remembered the monstrous frog with the mouth full of blood and the terrible screams from the night before. I heard another cry, and I started to panic. I turned and looked behind me. At first I couldn't see anything. Then suddenly I saw it. A huge creature was moving quickly towards me. It had small arms and many long, sharp teeth. It was a Tyrannosaurus rex. This dinosaur was a ferocious hunter, and I was going to be its next victim. I ran and ran and didn't stop. Finally, I couldn't run any more, and I fell to the ground. Everything was quiet. Whew! The dinosaur isn't here, I thought. Suddenly, there was a loud crash through the trees, and the dinosaur jumped at me. I saw the creature's frightening eyes and teeth in the light of the moon. I screamed and tried to escape. Then there was a crash, and I was falling, falling, falling. After that, there was only darkness, and I lost consciousness. I woke up, and I was lying at the bottom of a deep hole in the ground. I remember the horrible smell of a dead body. I moved my hands around in the darkness and felt something hard. It was the enormous bone of a dead dinosaur. Suddenly I understood. This hole was a human trap. No animal could make a trap like this. The fires in the caves proved that humans lived here. They made traps to fight the terrible dinosaurs on the plateau. Even here, in the Lost World, humans were in control. Very quietly, I climbed out of the hole. It was early morning. I looked around for my adversary, but it wasn't there. I started walking to our camp, and I heard the distant sound of a rifle. Oh no, I thought. I hope my friends aren't in danger. I ran through the forest until I arrived at our camp, and then I got a terrible shock. Our provisions were all over the ground. I ran around our camp, calling to my friends, but they weren't there. Maybe the sound of the rifle was from one of them, I thought. Finally, I sat down and put my head in my hands. Where are my companions? Are they alive or dead? I asked myself. How long can I stay alive if I am alone in the lost world?